In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today, the first Sunday of the blessed month of Hathor, and as we are all familiar with the readings, the first 2 weeks of this blessed month are both about the parable of the sower, as this is the season in Egypt where farmers go to seed their plants. And this is also, again, a reminder for all of us that we are as God's field works, and also God's plans were expected to bear fruits. One of the groups that received the seeds were not able to have roots. And we need roots in order for us to be nourished and also to grow. So the question for us today, we will reflect on this question: am I rooted in the church? It's crucial and essential for us that to be rooted in our church, and we understand very well what does it mean to be rooted. The church for us is not just a place where we come to have some kind of social gatherings and we enjoy fellowship. It's much, much deeper than this. So the question for every one of us today is this one: am I rooted in the church? There are 6 signs that speak about this and tell us that we can examine ourselves again as to know if the answer for this question is yes or not. The first question is: a person who is rooted has depth. And depth does not come just by long time. I can be living in the church for 10, 20, 30 more even years, and I never acquire depth in the church. What does it mean to be deep in the church? To be deep means I have a clear understanding of the church beliefs and where it stands, its history, its rights, and values. I understand them, not just knowing them. There's a big difference between, you know, an information and you understand it and you embrace it for yourself. To have depth also means I am practicing the worship with understanding as well, not just coming, repeating phrases, kneeling when people are kneeling, standing when they are standing, and I do not know why I am doing either. To have depth means I have interest in exploring and living the Orthodox spirituality that revolves around discipleship and the spirit of obedience and submission. To be deep in the church means that I know what can help my church to succeed and what can hinder its success. And I do my very best in order for church to be a successful body. As it is, we know that this is a body of Christ. The success of the church is our success. And God forbid its failure is also ours. So the first sign of being rooted in the church, that I am a person with depth. The second criteria is I belong to this church. And belonging is not just when people ask me which church you go to and say I go to St. Mary or I go to St. Mark or I go to St. Stephen. This is not how it is. Belonging is to feel the church and as a mother. It's so sad when see people, because for whatever reason, they go and scandalize their mother, speaking about her in a negative way. Your biological mother might not be the most educated person, might not be the person who knows all, has all of the good qualities, but you still value your mother because she's your mother. She labored, worked hard to raise you. Our belonging to the church also should make us to feel the same towards our Coptic church. To be an agent of positive change, rather than just to be a person who goes around speaking about criticism, crying over the glory that passed away, or mocking the church for any reason. There are different attitudes here. We choose. Person who is deep, his belonging, he's rooted in the church, he would never do something like this. The picture here on the screen, if you all know who this person is, this is the Honorable Saint Archdeacon Habib Girgis. This man came in a time where people were not educated in the church. The church was truly in a time of darkness. He could have spoke about what went wrong, criticizing people in charge, and just go around maybe wailing about the glory that vanished. But he didn't do this. He was a positive man who took many initiatives in order to initiate the whole movement of Sunday school. This man was a symbol or an example of a person belonging to the church, knowing how to serve her rather than just going around speaking of her faults or defects or weaknesses. A person who is rooted in the church also is nourished. Because he has roots, then he knows how to receive the best from his mother. He is planted near the streams of water, nourished by the agbiya, that many of us today think of what its value. This small book, the church used it to nourish her children for 2,000 years. With the agbiya, many saints came. When we come today and we think of ourselves that we have a better understanding of how we should worship, what is agbiya for, how this is going to solve me, I'm going to express myself with my own words. Nothing wrong with it. But meanwhile, we cannot just cancel this stream of water that nourished generations for many years and made them to become the saints that we cherish and celebrate. To be nourished with the liturgy, the church fast, the Jesus prayer, the Holy Bible, all of these streams of water that the church is offering us. The church also is nourishing us, being a place for us to be fed spiritually. We come here for this kind of nourishment. We are not here to be entertained, and we are not here just to spend a good time with our friends. If we understand that, we will never say, I do not want to go to the church, I feel bored there, I do not enjoy it. The fourth sign of a person who is rooted in the church is able to grow. To grow means there is a difference between you today versus 5 years ago. If I am just the same person, my practices are the same, my understandings are the same, my bitterness and resentment are the same, then maybe I should question myself. Maybe I'm not growing, maybe because I don't have roots. What are my priorities today versus 5 or 10 years ago? What are my concerns and my values? What am I struggling today to attain? Am I growing in love to other people, in appreciation, in spiritual practices? I used to pray this, now I'm praying this plus. Unfortunately, we find sometimes that we go backward. And after many years in the church, we come to say, I'm just saying our Father before I go to sleep. You used to do this when you were 3 years old. Cannot do this now after many years in the church. I'm growing in obedience. And obedience does not mean that I will obey when I'm convinced. This is obedience to my own reason and mind. Obedience in its meaning, in its value, in its real understanding of it, is to obey even if you do not agree with whatever the mentor or a person in charge of you tells you to do. Am I growing in ability to work with others, or I grow further away from them, resenting people in the church? Am I growing in reliability? Am I a reliable person? People can depend on me, or I'm just leaning on others all the time? Growing also is shown in moving from the worship of the letter to that of the spirit. At a certain time, maybe I'll just like do things with a certain way in understanding. But later on, no, I know what does it mean. And I do it in the right sense. Understanding also my role and my limitations, whom I am in the church and what I am here to do. Exactly where I start, where I end. Growing also includes moving from being pushed by parents to be there with a free will out of love to the church. I do not need anyone to give me instruction or announcement about what are the rules. I know them very well. I respect them. I do them or I follow them willfully. To be this person that someone has to run after you all the time to tell you what to do, meaning I'm still a child, even if I am 50 or 60 years old. To be reminded with what you need to do, what not should you should not be doing, again, as a sign that I never grew in the church. Growing meaning also to move from grumbling against other members to accept their weaknesses. The more we grow in the church, the more I feel every member is part of me. Love everyone, understand their weakness. I am one of those weak people. I do not just go around complaining against the people in the church. How I'm growing then. The fifth sign of a person who is rooted in the church, that he is fruitful. To move from receiving and to giving, because I'm nourished. Over the years now, I'm contributing, I am helping, I am making the church a better place. Fruitful also meaning growing sense of responsibility towards the church and the children. How do we feel when they come to church? Do you feel responsible for it? Or do you feel like you need to be served and people have to cater to your feelings and your wishes? If I am fruitful, it's time for me to think how to give, how to help. Fruitful also is shown in the gradual manifestations of the fruit of the Spirit. Love, peace, meekness, long-suffering, all of these start to appear over time. The last manifestation of a person with a root in the church, that this person is stable. St. Paul is instructing us to be such. He said to the Ephesians that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men, in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. A person who is stable will not be moved when he hears something over the social media criticizing his church or his belief system and start as if like, this is something that is going to make me to rethink my position in the church. I know my church very well. I know my faith very well. I know other people's faith as well. I'm not going to just be moved because there is some kind is of new ideas or someone is promoting a new doctrine. Not yielding to the temptation of conforming to the world and its ideologies. I know whom I am, I know what I'm called to do, and this is how I live. A person who all the time thinking how people will agree on me or agree with them, how can be accepted by them, how to be conformed to be like others in the world, is not a person who is showing stability. I'm just making sure that people to be happy with me. This is not how a person rooted in the church should act or live. Choices for a person who's stable, they come from convictions, not from trying to please others or gain their attention. It is because how I believe, this is how I live. And the deeper I am, the more rooted I am, the more I am stable in my understanding and my belief system. So the question for all of us today, when we heard the parable of the sower, am I rooted in the church? Something for us to reflect upon, to answer to ourselves, to review where we are and where we should be. May the Lord to grant us all to be fruitful, to be rooted in our church. To God is the glory forever and ever. Amen.